Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, worship him tonight. Let your worship rise up to Yeshua. Come on, bless the name of Jehovah. He has done marvelous things in our lives. The God who never ceases to amaze us. Jesus, we are here tonight.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You're clapping those hands for Jesus. Can you make them a lot better?
Hallelujah.
Clap those hands together for Jesus. If this is that moment you've been waiting for, can I hear you scream? Were you anticipating that moment? Let me see you dance like never before. Are you ready? Come on. Give the Lord your shout now. Come on.
Are you there?
the worship of tonight. Let me hear also here. Soprano, Jehovah. Aha. Jehovah. Hey, everybody. Oh, Jehovah.
Thank you. Habakkuk 2:3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarries, my brother, wait for it, because surely, and surely it will come.
As long as the earth remains, season comes, season goes, winter, summer, day and night, the blessings of the Lord. As long as the earth remains.
to what men just said. Yeah, whatever you say, say an amen. The blessings of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am a Folsom Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and everyone this morning in Jesus' name. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify your name. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in this service. Holy Spirit, have your way. We surrender this service completely and totally to you, Holy Ghost. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Holy Spirit, we bless you. Holy Spirit, we adore you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We surrender our lives to you. We surrender this service to you. We surrender everything that concerns us, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grand, our spouses, our nieces, nephews, parents. We surrender to you. Everything we surrender to you, Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, lead and guide us into all truth. Teach us. Show us steps to take and steps not to take. Holy Spirit, we love you and we thank you. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask you for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. As of all our sins, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, be merciful unto us, O God. Forgive us, cleanse us, O God, of all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart and renew our right and a steadfast spirit within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for mercy, O God. Your mercy is on you every morning, O God. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Rain down your mercy upon us, O God. Rain down your mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Have mercy upon our children, O God. Have mercy, O God, upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Your mercy is on you every morning. Oh, Father, we pray for mercy, mercy, mercy in the name of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood, O God. In the name of Jesus, we soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. O God, we soak our jobs, our offices, transportation, whatever transportation service we use, we soak in the blood of Jesus, whether they be the airways, O God, the airlines, the buses, the trains, the cars, our personal transportation, everything we soak in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your blood, O God. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we put the armor also on our children, our grandchildren, our siblings, O God, in the name of Jesus, our spouses, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for those that are sick, O God, those that do not feel well, O God. Oh, Father God, we soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in the body, in the blood of Jesus. We command the body to come into alignment with the word of God by the stripes of Jesus. They are healed. We are healed. We are healed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we move around. We do not know what's going on in our bodies. But, Lord, we pray for your healing anointing. Oh, God, to heal whatever thing that is going on in our bodies, we pray for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Healing, healing, healing. Lord, I lift up little Israel in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray, oh, God, for his healing right now in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Heal this little baby, Lord. Heal him, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we cry out to you from the bottom of my heart, oh, God. I pray for complete and total healing for the little baby this morning. Israel, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, healing, your healing grace rest upon him. I pray, Jesus, that you will enter into the hospital room, oh, God, and touch him and let him be made completely and totally, oh, heal, oh God, that he can go home, oh God, in the name of Jesus, with his parents, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We speak to his lungs, come into alignment with the word of God. His respiratory system, come into alignment with the word of God. And every part of his body, we say, come into alignment with the word of God by the strength of Jesus. You are healed. And Father, we thank you. We bless you. Strengthen his mom, oh God. Strengthen his mom. Touch her, oh God. Oh, it's been sleepless nights. But Lord, only you can strengthen her, energize her in the name of Jesus. His mother, his grandmother, in the name of Jesus, his father, and all those connected to him, oh God. Strengthen them, oh God. Let renew their faith and trust, knowing, hallelujah, that you have done it and you will continue to do it. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we praise you for Israel's healing in the name of Jesus. We praise you for making him whole again in the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift up my grandson, Christian Michael, oh God. I pray for complete and total healing for Christian in the name of Jesus. I command every cell, every tissue, every organ and system in his body to hear the word of God and come into alignment with the word of God in the name of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, Christian is healed. Every cell in his body soaked in the blood of Jesus. Every tissue in his body soaked in the blood of Jesus. Every system soaked in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus speak on behalf of Christian, oh God. I pray strength, oh God. Give him strength in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, heal him, oh God. Heal him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch your siblings, his brothers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, if there's anything going on with them, we pray for your divine intervention in the name of Jesus. Divine intervention for their mother, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for healing. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for renewal in the things of Jesus Christ. Father, we those that are not feeling well, oh God, that has not mentioned their names, but we lift them up also in prayers this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, perfect all that concerns our lives. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for fresh oil. We pray for fresh anointing in the name of Jesus, oh God. Not the anointing from last night or yesterday, but a fresh oil, fresh anointing. Pour your oil upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Your word is the truth. Sanctify us in your truth, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you, oh God, in the beauty of your holiness. We cancel every evil, negative word spoken against our lives, spoken against God's plans and purpose for our destiny. We cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall prevail. All unrighteous decree, cancel to the blood of Jesus. Cancel to the blood of Jesus. And we superimpose God's plans and prepare our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Lord, this morning we ask you to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us, and to do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father God, let your perfect will be done in our lives, and not our will, but thy will be done in the name of Jesus. Father, perfect all that concerns our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we love you. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. How great is our God. How great is our God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. Lord, we worship you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. You are God. Hallelujah. There is no one like you in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. You are our strength and you are our redeemer in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, every day is a day of thanksgiving. You woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. You kept watch over us as we slept through the night. And for that, we say thank you in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We give you glory and we give you honor. Father, all glory and honor to you. Holy Spirit, help us to walk in your ways and do what is right in your sight. Give us more grace to do all that you have called us to do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. We're going to look at 1 Kings 21. 1 Kings 21. And I want you to really pay attention to it. Hallelujah. If you're sleeping, the Lord brought this in my spirit, and I want to minister on this. If I don't even finish it, but just hallelujah, just take time and read it in your spare time. But I'm going to read it starting from now, from the first verse. Holy Spirit, move upon this word as I read it. Send it from a locus word to a rhema word in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you for your word coming forth. We thank you for understanding in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, neighbors, the Jezreelites had a vineyard in Jezreel, right by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And after this, Ahab spoke to Naboth, saying, give me your vineyard so that I can have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near to my house, and I will give you a better vineyard for it I'll give you a better vineyard for it. Or if you prefer, I will give you its worth in money. Naboth said to Ahab, the king, the Lord forbid that I should give you the inheritance of my fathers. The Lord forbid that I should give you the inheritance of my fathers. This was a law. You're not supposed to give the inheritance of. Ahab returned home angry and depressed the Naboth the Jezreelite had given him. But he said, I will not give you the inheritance of my fathers. He lay down on his bed and he sucked and would not eat any bread. Can you imagine King Ahab laying on his bed angry because Naboth refused to sell his inheritance? How can you be like that? But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said, why is your spirit so sad that you refuse to eat? How can you be so sad because of something that's not yours? The person refused to sell it to you because it's in the law of God. But you wanted, you could have any other vineyard. But because you're the king, you feel you got the right to do anything that you want to do. And no one must question you. So here comes his wife, Jezebel. This is Ahab's wife. She said, why is your spirit so sad that you refuse to eat bread? But he said to her, because I spoke to Naboth, the Jezreelite, and said to him, give me your vineyard for money, or else, if you prefer, I will give you another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give you my vineyard. Jezebel, his wife, said to him, are you not the governor of the kingdom of Israel? Manipulation. The wife getting ready to manipulate someone's inheritance, someone's property. Following the word of what the Bible says in those days, do not sell or give your inheritance. Crying and soaking, Ahab the king, crying and soaking. And he knows the law. Hallelujah. But when he wants it now. So his wicked wife comes. And she said to him, are you not the governor of the kingdom of Israel? Are you not the governor? Look at the position you have. Look what you have. You are the governor. Get up and eat bread and let your heart be happy, for I will get the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite for you. Now the wife has jumped in, and now she's going to try some manipulation. Not for him. So she wrote letters in Ahab's name, sealed them with his seal, and sent letters to elders and to the nobles that were in the city where Naboth lived. In the city, in the letter she wrote, proclaim a fast, to give people manipulation, and set Naboth on high among the people, and set two men, sons of Belial, before him to bear witness. You blaspheme God and the king. And they carry him out and stone him so he will die. Jezebel wrote letter in her husband's name for the seal of her husband not to set up this poor man, lie against him. Verse 11. The men of the city, the elders and nobles who lived in the city, they did as Jezebel had sent word to them, as it is written in the letters that she has sent to them. They proclaimed a fast. They fasted to lie, fasted to manipulate, fasted to kill. How can you fast to go on lies and manipulation? They proclaim a fast and set Naboth on high among the people. Two children, two men, children of Gilead, came and sat in front of him, and the men of Gilead witnessed against Naboth in the presence of the people, saying, Naboth blasphemed God and the king. Then they carried him out of the city, and they soon killed the man, stoned him to death. Send word to Jezebel, saying, Naboth has been stoned and is dead. When Jezebel heard that Naboth had been stoned and was dead, she said to Ahab, arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, which he refused to sell to you for money. For Naboth is not alive, but dead. When Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, he got up to go down to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite to take possession of it. Lie, manipulation to take this man's vineyard. Kill him for it. Kill him for it. The slumber. Then let's look at this. The word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, arise, go to meet Ahab, the king of Israel, who is in Samaria. He is now in the vineyard of Naboth, where he has gone down to possess it. I don't know why people think they will do things. They will manipulate. They will lie against you. They will say all these things. Even if we don't hear it, even if you don't hear it, someone hears it, and that's Almighty God. And you cannot dispute that God is hearing our hearts, our thoughts, what we are planning. He knows it all. Hallelujah. Now God sent Elijah the prophet, and that this is what God said. You shall speak to him, saying, thus says the Lord, have you killed and also taken possession? And you shall speak to him, saying, thus says the Lord, in the place where dogs lick the blood of Naboth, dogs will lick your own blood. Said to Elijah, has you found me, my enemy? He's afraid of the prophet. And he answered, I have found you because you have sold yourself to work evil in the sight of the Lord. Not because you're a leader. Not because you're in a position to take advantage of people. You should do it. God sees. God hears and God knows. And we should not condone those things as Christians. See? I will make this aster come upon you and take away your posterity and will cut off all your males, both free and slave who are left in Israel. And I will make your house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah, occasion with which you have provoked me to anger and made Israel to sin. You see? And but they caused it and made Israel to sin. The king, the leader is responsible. When you are a leader, everything comes down on you. Everything comes. God does not look at the people. He made you the leader. And you have the right, you're supposed to make the right decisions according to what God wants you to do. You can't say the people made me do it. No, God holds leaders, every leader accountable. Hallelujah. The dogs will eat. And then he says the dogs, the Lord also spoke of Jezebel, saying, the dogs will eat Jezebel by the walls of Jezreel. Those from Ahab's family who died in the city will be eaten by dogs. And the dogs lick neighbor blood, the dogs will lick your blood. And those who die in the field will be eaten by birds of the air. This is God. You did it to him. The same thing you did to him, you and your wife did, it will happen to you. And not only you, it will happen to your family. Leaders must be very careful what they do. What they do, because they're putting their whole family into this. But there was none compared to Ahab, who sold himself to evil deeds in the sight of the Lord, which Jezebel, his wife, stirred up. He performed the most abominable acts in following idols like Amorites whom the Lord cast before the children of Ahab, of children of Israel. This is the king of Israel, Ahab. When Ahab heard these words, he tore his clothes, put on sackcloth and his flesh, and fasted and lay in sackcloth and walked meekly. The word of the Lord came to Elijah, saying, see now Ahab humbles himself before me. Because he humbles himself before me, I will not bring the disaster during his time. But during his son's lifetime, I will bring disaster on his household. Okay, he fasted and prayed, oh Lord, but I will not do it in his lifetime, but I will do it. The innocent, you see the son. When we do this, we got to remember we got children. I will bring it on his son's generation. My brothers and sisters, so be very careful. God sees, God hears, and God knows. That's because sometimes God is not speaking, you think when we're doing wrong and we don't hear God speaking, we think we're doing right. God will hold us accountable for everything we do. Ahab, yes, he repented. But God did not remove that judgment. He said, it will come on your son. So, the judgment didn't touch Ahab during his lifetime. But it touches up. And God raises up a Jehu. A Jehu anointing. When God releases a Jehu anointing upon someone, Jehu anointing, anointed Jehu. And the Bible tells us that anointing is to destroy the enemies of Almighty God. So, as God, if you have time, you read it. I don't have time this morning. Well, but you take your time and read about Jehu, who became king of Israel. In fact, God, you see, God's ways are not man's ways. Sometimes it would take years for God's judgment to come. We have to be careful. When we look at 2 Kings verse 9, if you have time, you read it. This is where Jehu, he kills Joram, the king of Ahaziel, the king of Aram. He kills these kings because the anointing he has is to destroy the people, the kings, or the generational line who has rebelled against God. He did that, and this is what I want you to look at. Hallelujah. He came against witchcraft, idolatry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He killed Ahab's and Jezebel's son, Ahaziah. And let me read first. Hitch up your chariot, 2 Kings 9. Hitch up my chariot, Joram ordered. And when it was hitched up, Joram, king of Israel, and Ahaziah, king of Judah, rode off, each in his own chariot to meet Jehu. They met him at the ground that had belonged to Naboth. They met him. Ahaziah, the king of Judah, and Joram, the king of Israel, met him. Where? At the flood on the ground that belonged to Jabez the Jezreelite. When Joram saw Jehu, he asked, "Have you come in peace, Jehu?" "How can there be peace," Jehu replied, "as long as all the idolatry and witchcraft of your mother Jezebel are around?" And Joram turned about and fled, calling out to Ahaziah, "Treasure Ahaziah." Then Jehu drew his bow and shot Joram between the shoulders. This is Joram is Jezebel and Ahab's son. The arrows pierced his heart and he slumped down in his chariot. Jehu said to Bichri, his chariot officer, "Pick him up and throw him out on the field that belongs to Naboth." And you see, the father is there now. The son getting ready. Put him on the field that belongs to Naboth. Remember how you and I were riding together in the chariot behind Ahab, his father, when the Lord spoke this prophecy against him. "Yesterday I saw the blood of Naboth and the blood of his son," declares the Lord, "and I will surely make you pay for it on this plot of ground." Not only did they kill Naboth, they killed him because when he died, his inheritance goes to his son. They killed his son. And God word came. Then pick him up and throw him on that plot in accordance with the word of God. He that keepeth Israel, that's why you don't need a father. God will fight for you. When Ahab's king of Judah saw what happened, he fled up the road to Beth Hagan. Jehu chased him, shouting, "Kill him too. They kill him too." Look, we don't play with God. Somebody not bothering you, person alone. If they're not bothering you, pray and take it to God in prayer. Lord, this person, but take it to God in prayer. Don't do wickedness and evil and deceit and manipulation. The person will not see it, but God sees. And God knows. And God will never allow another person to take advantage of another person. God will not do it, especially his kingdom, sons and daughters. Blood killing sons. You kill a man. You kill his sons. You lie on him. You manipulated him. And then you think God will let you go free? You think God will let you go free? Sometimes children suffer for what their parents did. And then we wonder, why is this happening? This is a curse. Who cursed? God cursed Jezebel, cursed Ahab. And look what happened. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. We have to be very, very careful. Moses did not know when Aaron and his sister Miriam God heard everything. Everything that they spoke. We have to be careful. Let go and let God, every word that we speak, Jesus will hold us accountable. It's in the book of Matthew. Your thoughts. If you have any negative thoughts, you pray to the Lord, remove that negativity from in my mind and in my thoughts. Remove it. Be careful. Father, thank you for this word. Thank you for this word. Oh God, and I personally was circumspect, Father God, knowing, Lord, that I have reverence for you. Holy Spirit, help me. not to sin against God. Help me not to sin against his servants. Help me, Holy Ghost. Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.